Okay.
Hey.
Hey, there it is. We are back.
We are on. Hi, Art.
We are on. We are on Zoom and on our podcast, Stop Me If I've Heard This.
Yep. That's it.
That's it. There you go. That's what I always have to say.
Stop Me If I've Heard This. We've been doing pretty well on our, thanks to everybody for listening and for subscribing. Please, if you haven't, if you're just listening on Facebook, do us a favor and subscribe. Just go to Apple Podcasts or go to Podbean or go to wherever you, and just subscribe to the podcast. It doesn't cost you anything, but we appreciate you listening. So thanks.
Absolutely. Right. It's nice. It always makes me feel like we're not just talking to a void when I hear and I see how many people actually tuned in to hear what we had to say this week.
I know. And, even with our bad sound.
What an interesting week it's been. Boy. You know, has there not been an interesting week in the last 4 6
There's
months?
Nothing's been boring. There has been no letdown. We're at constant high alert. And it's starting to take its toll.
It's taking its toll. My stomach has been having fits this week. Of course, it didn't help, I think, that I didn't quite cook pork sausage all the way through on Tuesday night. I wanted to get to the basketball game over and with some friends invited me to go do this distancing thing and watch the game with them. I didn't quite get it cooked. So then Wednesday morning, I woke up feeling sick, so bad that I had the COVID test, which is good because it came back negative. It puts your mind at ease. But yeah. Just the tummy's not quite good. And I think I just need to eat bland foods for a little while and not drink, not do sweets, not do fried foods. Yeah. I mean, really, I'm already on lockdown. This isn't fair.
No, not at least. Yeah. And you, well, at least you're not going to be too far from a bathroom, but you took a drive too. You had a drive to do.
I had my first show since February at the Mill Casino in Coos Bay.
And, oh my God.
Put a gun
in my head.
We talked about this before. I had a little trepidation about it. I thought, well, how careful are they going to be about the social distancing? Well, here's the trouble. Casinos want to make money. So the rule is if they're drinking, they don't have to wear a mask, which was kind of okay for the first show. Tables were spaced apart. People wore their masks in and walked out with them. And I could stay away from the crowd. They gave me my own microphones. It seemed like, okay, this is all right. Then the second show, it all kind of the wheels came off. Because what happens in Coos Bay, turns out the Mill Casino is the only bar in the entire area that's open that late.
That's so a lot of alcoholics really needing
a party scene. So what happens is all the 20-somethings who normally we'd be going out and doing the bar scene around town come into the casino. And then one side of the bar, the line is back to the end of the casino. The other side of the bar, they just come into the showroom. So there's just this bar scene going on in the showroom waiting to order their drinks. And even when they have their drinks, they're standing there talking and blah, 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 not even looking at the stage. It was a mess. And then just getting out of there, I even had to like plow through this Trump rally, basically crowd. Nobody wearing masks. Hey, I got a drink. I'm free. I don't need to wear a mask. I'm drinking. And so I had to like squeeze through these crowds just to get through them. I even stood up and took a video of it because it's like, was it Seth Meyers that described the Trump rally as a Waldo painting? Where's Waldo? Where you're looking for the one guy wearing a mask?
One guy wearing a mask.
That's what it was.
And so you were the only guy wearing a mask. You were it.
I took a video of it, which turns out casinos don't really like that. So the security guard came over and talked to me. You know, he goes, we prefer you don't take any videos on the casino floor. You know, A, they love their rules. And he goes, the thing is, some of these people, they don't know, they might be embarrassed if this footage got out. And I'm like, look around. Does anybody in here look like they get embarrassed about anything? I'm going to pause this because someone's at the door. Hang on. So anyhow, my son was at the door. He wanted to be let in. And couldn't be asked to use his key.
Said, I'd like my money back for the last 18 years. So we're at a standstill.
Come on.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah,
That was what the show was all about. It was just the second show was just a complete waste of time. I played to the 15 or so people that were listening and sort of yelled over the crowd. But if you remember, casinos allow smoking because it's a separate, you know, entity or whatever.
It used to be that showroom. You used to be smoke-free, though.
Well, the showroom was, but the trouble is the casinos still, you can smoke. So yeah. it comes in the showroom.
Oh, and I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
Two shows of yelling and my voice is, you know, I'm not used to doing these shows. I was pretty hoarse the next day. I'm starting to feel better today, but man, it was quite an experience. And man, talk about rusty. Wow.
I know.
Great big section of my act. I was just like talking to myself up there. And kind of my feeling overall was, you know what? If I never get asked back here, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Well, it's just, it's, yeah.
Honestly, shows like that, we've done too many of them.
Well, Coos County supposedly has had very few, if any, cases. Well, that was as of August or something like that. Because remember, we were checking with Brad because Brad did that show.
Yeah, right. Then Dwight did it.
And he said, Brad Upton said, you know, well, they haven't had a whole lot of cases. Well, that's probably not the case anymore because Oregon spiked at 600 cases yesterday.
Oh, wow. That's like double it was earlier this week.
Yeah, it's 600 cases yesterday. And all that Labor Day crap is starting to come into fruition now. People that, you know, had parties on Labor Day.
And specifically at a casino, it's a casino / resort, I'll say in quotes.
Right. So it's a destination.
My resort window had a view of a wall 5 feet from the sliding glass door.
Well, you're not their target. You don't wear a belt and suspenders. You're not exactly their target.
Wait a minute. This guy has a collar on his shirt. What are you doing here? What are you trying to prove? Whatever. I've done those crowds. I've played.
You don't have a hat that says MAGA.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, as the security guard was explaining to me that it's on tribal lands, not federal. The federal rules don't blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm like, you know, the virus doesn't care if it's tribal lands or federal.
Or federal, yeah.
It doesn't give a damn one way or the other. Especially as people coming from Portland and people coming from Eugene. And
California and every place
California, else. California, that's who's in there. Jesus. So, yeah, they're going to have some troubles. I'm afraid they're going to have some problems. I hope they sort it out.
I hope nobody gets sick. Yeah, I hope nobody gets sick.
I'm glad I got in and got out. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I am too. I am too.
And I'll be feeling much better 14 days from now when I'm healthy.
Right, exactly. So,
anyhow, that was weird.
So you had a heck of a week.
Weird week, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I, of course, did nothing. I went to a doctor's appointment.
Like the rest of the country, like most of us, every week.
Right. I saw a psychic.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw a psychic. And
somebody who talks to
your dead relatives. And evidently my dead relatives don't want to talk to me, didn't want to talk to me when they were alive. They still don't want to talk to me. So pretty much it was a dud.
So the psychic actually told you that. She says she doesn't want to talk to you.
She said, enough, enough, stop bothering me. Okay, all righty.
Did I talk to you when you were alive? Well, then no.
If you don't understand it, if you didn't understand it then, why would you understand it now? Okay, I got it. Anyway, but I've been trying to divert myself with different news articles as opposed to all the crap that's been coming down, which we are going to talk about because I wanted to, I looked at some numbers today that just blew my mind. But
well, numbers, man. I don't want to look at any numbers these days. But
I was fascinated because I was reading on Yahoo. Yahoo's kind of a fun little site to go to.
Oh,
you got to go to Yahoo News because sometimes they just pull stuff out of there. you know, it's just something. It's really fun. So one of the things that, did you know that they're doing, you know, the airlines are in big trouble.
Yeah, they've been struggling for a while, even before the pandemic.
I was even looking today. I got a notification. United's got flights for $46.
Uh-huh.
You can actually fly from Portland to PDX. No, what? From PDX to Vegas, so that you are can actually probably catch the virus.
Yeah,
you can fly on Spirit Airlines, which of course we all know is such a notable airline.
Spirit Airlines, the ironically named airlines.
Yeah, Spirit. Yeah, which means you'll be in Spirit soon.
As in broken Spirit.
It's for $109 you can fly to Vegas.
Wow, what a bargain. It's just like 15-cent movie tickets that
Yeah.
Regal Cinemas was advertising for a while.
But this one sounded like
a catch.
I know this actually sounded like a kind of a fun deal. So it's called Dine and Fly.
Dine, D-I-N-E, not D-Y-I-N-G.
No, and not dying. No, it's D-I-N-E, yes. And fly.
Dying and flying.
I'm trying to get the right example. It's the Dine and Fly program. You take off and you have a 90-minute flight, and then you land at the same airport, and then you're served dinner.
All right.
And it's socially distanced. Everybody has one whole row to themselves. And it's out of Brunei International Airport in Taiwan. Taiwan, Japan, and Australia are all doing these special evenings. And I suppose if you're quarantined with somebody, you can buy, you know, a seat with two seats, so you can dine together. But it's it's interesting. So people actually miss flying.
Okay.
I know. I was like, really?
Really? That really? Sounds great. For only $100, my sinuses can explode and I can.
I don't mind flying. I mind everything getting to it.
Yeah.
Just getting to it. You know, once I'm at the gate, I'm okay.
Right. You know?
But it's just all the crap getting there. And then getting through the lines and getting, you know, that stuff. But
yes,
I mean, I used to fly. We both used to fly when comedy was actually, you know, viable. Yeah. Back in the day when they actually sent you an airline ticket to come and work for them.
Yeah, remember those days? Remember that?
Yeah. We used to fly every week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. So
yeah, that's interesting. That's dine and fly. Well,
dine and fly. I just thought that, you know, but I heard that United is also going to start flying into Honolulu, and they're going to do, everybody gets an instant COVID test before they get on the plane.
Hey, think about it. Cause if you go to buy a COVID test here in the States, some people have been paying $300 or $400 for that.
Well, in Oregon, I told you before the wedding, right? I went looking for COVID tests for my brother and my niece and myself.
Yeah.
You had to make an appointment, and they were booked out so far. And then they would only take you if you were symptomatic.
So you called
three people. Three places.
Blah, blah, blah. You just tell them, oh, I don't know what's going on. I feel kind of chesty.
Yeah. And they said, okay, well, then you can get a COVID test. Now, what I found out later on is evidently Rite Aid is doing COVID tests.
Okay.
Now, I haven't tried this out, and they're doing them for free. But I know that Vancouver Vets and the Veterans Hospital over in Vancouver and the Rite Aid in Vancouver will do COVID tests without symptoms.
Okay. And they don't charge.
And it's supposedly it's for free. But the deal is Oregon is being targeted.
No.
So our PPE supply and our COVID testing supplies have been cut.
Yeah.
Because we're an anarchist state.
State, right? Exactly, right.
Wow. Don't get me started.
January, man. Oh God.
So, are you going to listen to the debates?
Yeah, I am going to listen to the debates.
I am too.
That's a chance for someone to hold him accountable in real time to all the lies that he says.
It's interesting because we're going to launch this probably either tomorrow or Tuesday. That Tuesday is the day of the debates. One of the things I read this morning, the New York Times is saying that there's a possibility that the debates could blow up in Biden's face, because we all know that Trump doesn't hold, he doesn't stand by facts. He doesn't stand by the Constitution, and he denies everything. Right. So, I mean, it's honestly, what's the good? It's like Biden will be talking to a wall.
Well, it just feels like people already have their opinions. I don't think there's that many people on the fence anymore, honestly.
But they're afraid that Biden might come off as being a bully. To Trump, because Trump is so incapacitated.
You know, but the Trump supporters like a bully. That's what they like.
They love insanity. They love chaos and insanity. Yeah, and that's what they've got.
Yep.
And it's going to take us down. Oh, my God. While we're here, let's just plug our show, since we're talking about this now.
Right. The one, the one you have next, is it Saturday, October 3rd?
No, it's October 3rd. It's October 3rd is a, I don't know, is it? Hang on. I'm going to find out right now.
I thought it was a Saturday.
You're probably right. October 3rd, yes, you're correct. Right. Saturday at 7 o'clock in Portland, Oregon. Art and I, Amanda Arnold and Nathan Brandon. It's a great lineup. We'll be doing stand-up comedy in the parking lot of the Multnomah County Dem building.
Right, Democrats. On Sandy Boulevard,
3551, Northeast Sandy Boulevard.
Sorry, I stepped on that address. Could you say that again?
3551 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. It's a 7 o'clock show. It's in the parking lot. You can reserve your tickets on the MultnomahCountyDemocrat.org website. Or on their Facebook page, Multnomah County Dem. We'll also put the link on our Facebook page. You $100 will get you a great space up front in your car. Oh, by the way, we're talking to cars, Art.
Yeah, it won't be. We're gonna be saying things like, "Hey, nice rack," you know. Wow! Check out the antenna on that one.
Is that a trailer hitch, or are you just happy to see me? Anyway. So VIP tickets for the No More Mitch packages are $100. You get an upfront, you get to park up front, and you get goodies. You get a Biden and Harris yard sign. You get a signed poster, and you get snacks for two. So they'll deliver them to your car, and you can sit and have a nice evening.
Crack your window. Open your window. Now back away.
The other package is No More 45, which is drive-in tickets, and those are for $46 for a carload of people that you have quarantined with. Obviously, you don't want to just grab random people that you don't know and put them in your car. And then there's a live stream for $15, which will be really fun, and you can live stream it, and that's for $15, and we'll put the website up in the ticket link. And it's going to be a lot of fun. 7 o'clock on the 3rd of October. Be there.
Yeah, it'll be a really interesting event. And I remember before this all started, if I would have heard about a show where somebody was doing a comedy show and people were going to be in their cars, I would have thought, oh, God, what a half-baked idea. That's nuts. Who would ever agree to that? They're trying to kill comedy. Like now I'm like, ooh, who books that? You know, it's a whole different time now. Just having a live show, even though it's going to be weird because we won't be able to get feedback. You can't get that organic instant.
Well, I just hope they don't honk every time they laugh. No. It's going to throw me off altogether, especially since you just worked, but I haven't worked since March. I've done Zoom shows, but I haven't worked since March. So
yeah, it's a helter skelter. And if they do start honking, it'll be like we're doing a show in a traffic jam. And instead of feeling like I'm on a roll, I'll be giving them the finger, you know, like you do in a regular traffic jam. So
and I was like, learn to drive. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be, it'll be fun. We'll have, it'll be one for the books. It'll be,
yeah, fun. It's going to be a real interesting thing. And I hope we can, we'll get a recording of it or something like that just for posterity. I want to see.
Oh, I'm going
to
put you, I'm going to record you on my phone for sure. Cause I'm going to hold that over you.
viral video.
Yeah. We like to raise some money. We want to raise some money for them. I feel bad that I can't get out and protest and, I can't, you know, I've been donating. I've been writing letters. Making protests, phone calls. Yeah.
You see that the Proud Boys applied for a rally permit in town because they wanted it. And they said they were going to have 20,000 people. So they were turned down. They said that's too many. The city said no.
Over at Delta Park. Yeah.
Over mm-hmm. Delta Park. Guess how many showed up instead?
It was really 200. A small, yeah, 200.
200 people from around the country. That's how many they were able to get together. That's less than an average comedy show right there.
Well, and the thing about they were pointing out is that even the anti-fascist protest over in Peninsula Park, they were denied too. But the thing about Multnomah County is Parks Department, they deny them, but it doesn't matter.
They show up anyhow.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, what are you going to
do? Okay. You know, was it a $5 fine? Fine, bud. Here's $5.
Whatever it
is. No, they don't even fine them. I thought it was going to be a shit show. I was scared.
I was bracing myself for some violence and for some, because there's been some gunplay lately at these things. And
One of the Proud Boys beat somebody up over at Delta Park last night.
A cameraman, somebody who was documenting.
A camera who was streaming. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I hope that they just, yeah, I really do.
They might have just wore white robes.
Yeah, exactly right.
Just wear the white robes and burn the cross paths.
If they're going to find the guy who shot one of the Proud Boys and then gun him down like Clyde Barrow.
26 shots, 26 bullets they shot that guy.
If they're going to do that, the least they can do when they see video of somebody punching at somebody because they're filming, that guy needs to go to jail.
Sure, he does. That's assault.
Not okay.
It's assault.
We don't live in Nazi Germany. We live in this country, which doesn't allow assault. Yeah.
No. And it's and who knows? He could have been there filming for the Proud Boys.
Right.
You know, you don't know.
You don't know. Yeah.
It's just like, it's insane. The fact that they call themselves proud just scares the shit out of me.
Well, the fact that they showed them before they were coming here. In a big circle, all kneeling in prayer, you know,
because that's what Jesus would do.
Because yeah, what would Jesus do?
Jesus would show up at the temple with a gun.
Yeah, exactly. Because I remember how Jesus started his Sermon on the Mount was, "What are you looking at?" Right? Come on, bullies exactly. For Jesus.
Yeah, what are you looking at?
You better not be filming this.
I know. It's just like, it's insane. But I was glad that nothing happened. We had three protests in Portland yesterday. We had them. And then we had the anti-fascists who had a peaceful protest over in Peninsula Park. And then we had the Black Lives Matters. We're down over in, they were over on 7th and Fremont. They were over in, whatever it was. Anyway, Irvington. They were in Irvington Park.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, I hate that Portland's being depicted as this just burned out, ugly place. It's not.
It's a focal point for so many groups right now to lash out at. And
the people that are protesting over at the police bureau building on Lombard, which is not far from me.
Mm-hmm.
They are not from Portland.
Right. Yeah. A lot of them come in from other states and they just, they're not here for that.
Portland has a police problem. They do.
It's true.
But I thought it was smart of Kate Brown to, uh, take, take any altercations that happened this weekend with the Proud Boys out of the Portland Police Department hands. Mm-hmm. And she put them in the Oregon State Department Police Department's hands.
Yeah, that helped.
Yeah, and the Sheriff's Department. And she allowed, she said, if needed, they can use tear gas. Now, that was for all of them. That was for all the protests. That wasn't just for the Proud Boys, which was, you know, fair, but it was a peaceful situation, supposedly. And even though Delta Park probably needs to be hosed down just from the hate alone. Yeah. And then did you see they put up reader signs at the interstate bridge and over by Delta Park stating hate is not welcome in Oregon.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haters are not. Yeah. And Black Lives Matter. They put another one up that says Black Lives Matter. Yeah.
We got to get back to that movement. We got to get back to how this all started.
It's what it's about. It's what it's about.
Yeah, that's what.
And this whole thing with Breonna Taylor this weekend or this last week. Holy crap.
Yeah, just set off a bomb in this country.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that's Mitch McConnell's state. And right. I have a feeling he better be very, very careful because he's going to lose.
Yeah.
He's going to lose because they are pissed.
Yeah. And my hope with this whole Supreme Court nomination thing, because they're just going to railroad it just like they did Brett Kavanaugh, because the same reason they're going to appoint her a Supreme Court is the same reason the dog licks its balls. And you've all heard that joke. Because they can.
Yeah.
They're going to make her a Supreme Court justice. And
she's only been on the bench for 3 years.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. None of that's going to matter. You know, I find it interesting that they said they were going to confirm the nominee before they announced who the nominee was. All but two of them said, no, we're going to stick with this. We're going to appoint somebody. It's like, whoever he says, we're appointing her. That's just what we're
doing. This is when I really wish The Rock was Speaker of the House.
My hope.
I wish Dwayne Johnson was Speaker of the House right now. I love Nancy Pelosi, but we need to stop playing nice.
Well, it's the Senate that we need to control. Hang on one second. I was just going to say, my hope for this is that the people in these states with these Republican senators that are just railroading this decision will see that they're about to lose their Affordable Care Act because of it. And they will, because like 70% of the country thinks we should wait. They've done a poll.
Right.
70% thinks we should just wait to see who's elected.
An even higher percentage of those people have Affordable Care because of the Affordable Care Act have insurance. Yeah.
And Kentuckians and Mississippians and Arkansas, how do they say that?
It doesn't matter.
They like the Affordable Care Act. Trump voters like the fact that they can afford health insurance now.
Well, it's that it's you know, Trump says, oh no, we'll have a, you know, our program has pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, he said a lot of things.
Nobody's seen the goddamn, you know, the actual program that he's going to put forth.
Because they haven't made one.
They don't have one.
They don't have a plan. All they have is the not Obama plan. That's all they've got. We're going to go back to the way it was. I was paying over $30,000 a year in health costs before Obamacare. And
that's amazing.
We're a middle income family, right?
Right.
And so I wasn't alone. There's a lot of people in that same boat.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I saw this tweet that was hysterical. It was a U.S. I hope I didn't repeat this, but it was, I can't remember the senator that posted it, but it was an actual conversation that she had with a constituent who was voting for Trump. And the conversation was, if Trump's elected, there's a real good possibility you will lose your insurance through, you know, the Obamacare insurance will be gone.
Yeah.
And pre-existing conditions will be gone. Right. And the person's response was, it doesn't matter if they get rid of Obamacare. I've got insurance through the Affordable Care Act.
Good to have a backup plan then.
Really? Oh, okay. Then you're fine.
I wouldn't worry.
Shit.
Oh God. You know,
I'm sure it's a meme, but whatever, but that's the mentality. That's, you know, that's what they don't even know that Obamacare is the Affordable Care Act. It's that kind of thing. Right. I was shocked at there's people on the fence whether Biden should even debate him on Tuesday. Because he, first of all, he's just going to come off as this. He doesn't have facts. He doesn't debate well. We saw that with Hillary. He just accuses. And
Biden has trouble sometimes holding his own when he's under attack during these Democratic debates. You know, there's things that you can criticize about Biden, and Trump's advisors will have those on a crayon book for him to read while he's doing it.
Exactly.
Crayon reader board for him.
I know, crayon reader board. Big letters.
With symbols instead of letters.
And nothing spelled out completely because it has to be phonetically.
It's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be, a lot of people are going to be watching. And if there are any voters who haven't decided, maybe they will decide. I don't know.
How the hell can you be breathing in this country and not have made up your mind by now?
I don't think many people have.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
How can you not make a decision?
Yeah, right. Well,
but that's just me.
I think my stomach is going to start feeling a lot better at the end of November. I really believe
if
that
we have an answer.
If we have an answer, I feel in my gut that we will. Feel that we will have. It won't be down.
Well,
to
your guts had some issues in the last week, you know, so I don't know if I'm
came in because it was just down to Florida. It doesn't feel like it's going to be just down to Florida. I think Biden's leading in the polls in all the states. And barring a huge November surprise, and Trump's been trying to come up with them every chance he gets to no avail.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna clean house, and it's gonna be not even close. That's what I'm hoping for, and feels like will happen to me. That we won't be down to a couple of states, and then the Supreme Court has to decide.
Even if you don't. You know, there's just these staunch Republicans that just cannot mark a ballot for a Democrat, even if their children's life they just won't do it.
Yeah.
But those that are coming around, that are going, you know, people that are Republicans that are my age, I feel that they're shocked. I think they're finally, just the fact that just his handling of the virus and all the other crap that he's done.
Yeah.
And going after the black vote now, which seems so ludicrous, throwing money at them.
Is he?
Oh my God. And just this ridiculous, you know, but what blows my mind is every 15, 20 minutes, I get a request for funds. From
keeping track today, how many of those
MoveOn.org, Act Blue, Jamie Harrison from
Gary Peters in Michigan. There's just an endless list. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kirsten Gillibrand.
And then every time you put on a YouTube video, it comes up, and you know, Schumer and Tracy Abrams.
I bet I get 30 requests a day for money. And we already given money to Act Blue. We've given money to the wildfire relief. We've given money to Amy McGrath's campaign. It's just like, how much money do you think I have?
Well,
Why do you think I'm trying to get vote in my
house? I know. I'm trying. I have given, and you and I are not working.
No, that's just
so how much money? It's very tight. And I have to make this money last as long as possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel bad. So
Yeah, I'm trying not to do feel bad. Because you can't sue them. It's just the same way like walking by a homeless person. You give a homeless person some money, you walk down the street a block, there's another one, and then another one, and another one. Here in Portland especially, you can't give money to everybody. You just can't help everybody. It's a bigger problem than one person can solve.
Right. Well, it's just, and speaking of homeless, you know, unless they get a package going to help us through the fall, through the winter, meaning January through whatever it takes to get, there's going to be, the number of homeless is going to be absolutely catastrophic. It's going to be catastrophic.
Yeah.
Bad enough. It's bad. It's tripled in Portland now.
Right.
And imagine when the Affordable Care Act, not the Affordable Care Act, but the PUA and unemployment.
Right.
Goes away.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to get really,
it's
ugly.
Going to get really ugly.
And debt collectors aren't being shy about foreclosing on houses and,
people are losing their homes
to try to get money out of them. And they're not.
And on top of that, these poor people that have lost their homes, all these people in Oregon that have lost their homes to fires, you know, I mean, it's just this double whammy. And, and for him to claim that he wants to, he's told Bill Barr, he wants to, here's how Bill Barr's doing it. Told Bill Barr, you know, to do a study on how to cut federal funds from, you know, target cities, which is, we're number one on his list.
Yep.
So Bill Barr came back to him and he says, we're going to make sure that the DOJ doesn't rescinds all funds going to these specific cities, which means the DOJ is going to cut their money for law enforcement. That's what the DOJ money goes for.
Because they want chaos so that Trump can claim that he's the law and order president. He wants to create.
And he doesn't want. Yeah, I know. It's just like this dichotomy of what you're going to cut money to the police departments
during riots. Which, you're going to cut the Affordable Care Act during a pandemic. None of it adds up.
And I mean, the next thing we're going to know is that Trump's going to start booking comedy. That's what he's coming. He might as well.
Wow. How low.
It's insane. It's insane. So anyway,
struggling now. I
got to invite you and Catherine over so Catherine can cut my hair.
Some of these comedy bookers don't have the gigs anymore.
It's sad.
They've got like, she's got one. As far as I know, she might have another one somewhere, but not many gigs out there right now.
No, there's not. And I feel bad for everybody. It's going to be a long time. And this nation needs a laugh.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling funny.
I'm off and on. I feel
you're
funny.
You're better than I am about it.
I mean, it is a really, really specific, especially hard time to get through right now. From RBG's death on.
Oh, my God.
It's been like a new low. And, you know, that's a term that we've been saying for the last 3.5 years. Is a new low, and how low can it go? But you know what? I need to hold on to some kind of hope for humanity. I ended my show the other night by basically saying, I hope that, you know, I know that a lot of us have different political views, and I know a lot of you have different views than I do. I hope that you can see after tonight's performance that we have more in common than we do apart. And don't let Facebook continue to demonize people on the other side. Let's try to figure out a way to take a chill pill right now and meet somewhere in the middle, even though we disagree on some major topics. We're not evil. Neither side is evil.
I don't know if I go that far, but okay.
Well, there are people on both sides.
No, of course there are. Yeah.
There's bad people on both sides. That's what I'm saying. That's my up note. No, but there's a lot more we have in common. People want to have a family. People want to have friends. They care. They want to feel like they can live their life and go for their dreams. And people laugh at fart jokes wherever you go, all up and down the political spectrum.
Pretty much. Gotta love the guys.
So I tried to end on a conciliatory note, And then I walked out of there muttering.
You just didn't want to get your ass kicked. Don't give me that.
I walked out of there going, can't believe these assholes. Yeah,
but what I wanted to say was, it saddened me that Judge Ginsburg died and that she worked so hard. She had to work so hard for so long for equality.
Yeah.
That it actually, you know, she fought so diligently and she was fighting right to the very end. And I don't know any man that would ever do that. And the fact that she was the first woman, I'll probably cry, to lay in state in the Capitol is just, it's just insane. But yeah. I'm so glad it was her and it made her even more memorable. Yeah. And remarkable. So
true hero, really.
Everybody keep the faith out there. We're still fighting.
Yeah.
We're still fighting.
And make sure everybody you know is gonna get out and vote because that's what's gonna save us. That's the only thing that's gonna save us at this point.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to my ballot. All right, Mark, have a good day. And I hope everybody's okay at your house and you guys have a little lunch.
All right, we'll have a little lunch. Have a good rest of your afternoon. Whatever you
end up. Stay safe, everybody.
All right, everybody, take care. Thanks for tuning in.